Hey guys, I'm starting out a new financial channel with my co-host Michael Santinato. His channel is called BeFire Become Financially Indestructible. And we're trying to get his new channel up to 1,000 subscribers, so if you guys could go down there, the link is down below in the description. Also, the content's going to be released on his channel about 2 to 3 weeks before it gets released on mine. Before we get started, first a word from today's sponsor, The Family Law Project. It's similar to RateMDs.com, and if you've been to a corrupt family court or woke school, you can now report terrible judges, teachers, caseworkers, and therapists on the Family Law Accountability Project. It helps you figure out which lawyers and educational institutions to avoid, too. And by leaving a review, you help others having their academic or financial life wrecked by wokesters. What are you waiting for? Sponsor link is down below. Hey everybody, Sandman here, and today I'm talking with Michael Santinato, and this time I'm actually asking some of the questions. So he escaped the 9-to-5 many, many years ago, and I pretty much haven't been taking part in the 9-to-5 my entire life, and he's going to share his story. So Michael, take it away, let us know.
Thanks so much, Sandman. Yeah, it was 2012 where I left the career working world, the corporate world, and took a massive leap. I was working as an assistant store manager for a big box realtor in Toronto. And I'd been, raised to have a good job, keep a good job, go to school, get the job, get promoted through the job. My parents were career, like lifers, right? They spent 30 years at one company back when the boomers did that. And I left in 2012. I left this lucrative, well-paid management position with bonus and benefits and great pay and all this stuff. And I went out on my own, and I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I wanted to create my own destiny, create my own path, carve my own future, make as much money as I want and not be limited by, time and schedule and things like that. So
the
first, it was a huge leap.
The first thing I remember when I met you, it was 2013. So you had just left that job, and you were doing work as like a public speaker. So is that kind of where you started, or did you start something else?
Yeah, I started with events and public speaking and personal development. What inspired me to leave the working world was a lot of personal development, a lot of leadership courses, leadership training. You do become a product of your environment. So I was around other business owners and entrepreneurs who were up to the same thing, who were creating their own journey. So I kind of did what I knew, public speaking. It's funny because hindsight, hindsight being 2020, it's like, naturally public speaking was the thing for me, because as a kid, I was getting dragged to all these events where my parents were networking and public speaking and giving talks and speeches and volunteering. So that was like a big part of my childhood. And that was a big part of my joy and my passion. And I guess I emulated them, and I got really good at it. So I did a lot of events and public speaking.
And then like, just so that people know, at some point, like I've done a lot of videography and photography for Mike. So, that's kind of how we first met each other. And, you've done seminars on Bitcoin back when it was like under 10,000, and you've done, I think you were teaching people before, and I was filming some of that as well. So the thing about being an entrepreneur is you never take this like straight path. There's all these like side journeys that you kind of take that you think might work out, and then they don't. And then you're always seeking opportunities. So like, walk us through like what happened after like the public speaking. Did you continue doing that, or did you start doing like other things and trying them, and like what worked and what failed, and just let us know?
Yeah, definitely. I have started many different businesses and projects over the years. I never had any entrepreneurs to look up to in my family. There were no successful, real entrepreneurs, real at an arm's length. I had a cousin and an uncle who lived far away, who would give me the time of the day once in a while. But I never had any formal business training or entrepreneurship training or support. So it was a real difficult couple of years. My first couple of years was horrible. It was filled with failures. I didn't even know how to sell. I was afraid of sales. My first year in business, I made maybe 10 sales calls the whole year, which is really bad. I burned through a lot of investments and savings and, my retirement money that I'd saved throughout my working gear, and just you don't know what you don't know, and I did not know a damn thing. So it wasn't until I realized I need to take a sales course and do some sales training and be okay with selling, that I need to be successful. It wasn't until I realized that, started reading sales books and found some great sales mentors. And then it turns out I could really sell, and I could sell well. And that's when things started to pick up after the first maybe 2 years. Things started to really grow and get going. And yeah, I was doing a lot of networking. I got sick. I burnt out. I had adrenal fatigue. I didn't know it, but my doctor, one day I went to him because I couldn't get out of bed. I was just so tired. My body wouldn't let me get out of bed. I went and took a blood test, and the doctor said, "You have really crazy high levels of cortisol in your
Yep.
blood, which is the stress hormone."
Well,
And
I look, this is the thing that a lot of people don't understand about being an entrepreneur. Like, I've had elevated cortisol for years. Like, I would eat stress. I would use the stress as a motivating force to get things done. Right? Like, my vacations would be like, okay, I'm going to drive from here to South Dakota and I'm going to film 20 videos. Like, I'm just going to like film videos and I'm going to post my like Sandman content from the road and every day. Every hour was going to be fully productive. And I did that for like 6 or 7 years. And I didn't burn out. I didn't burn out. My spirit didn't burn out, but my body started to give way. And that's the problem. Like you once you get adrenal fatigue, once you start messing with your cortisol, you're putting your body in that fight or flight situation. And it thinks it's going to die all the time. Now, the good thing about that is this is the hack to becoming a genius. Right. So what you're doing is you're basically pumping more blood and oxygen to the brain, to the heart, and to the lungs. But you're taking that blood away from your digestive system, your skin, and other systems in your body. And so what ends up happening, you will get other problems. Like I have reflux that's chronic, and it all started when I started making my content because I was that's the pressure that I was constantly under was causing the reflux. So, yeah, so that's part of it. But so your journey, so what happened once you realized you went through adrenal fatigue? Like, did you have to take it down a notch or did you?
Absolutely. Like you said, my spirit didn't stop. My emotions, my energy, my drive didn't stop. But it's really difficult to keep going when your body just won't cooperate with your ideas or your emotions or your mental state, your goals. Your body, you have to respect it. And I wasn't respecting it. I was always on the go, meetings 7 days a week, networking 7 days a week, eating junk, bachelor living in a nice condo, and just had no concept of like proper nutrition. And I didn't pay any attention to that because I was it was
Well, you're young.
fulfilling
You
the,
don't have to deal with any health conditions. So you're like, I can
yeah.
abuse my body. It's fine.
I was young. At that time I was about 25, 26, 27. And I didn't even learn the lesson the first time. I did have to take basically a few months off. I went to California, I went to Esalen, I did all these spa things and stuff. And then I went right back at it. So within another few months, I was burnt out again. I went back to the doctor again. He's like, "You need to make permanent changes." So I took up meditation. I mandated that Sunday was the day off. There was not an ounce of work on a Sunday. And I was more selective about the meetings that I took and the food that I ate. And I stopped wasting time driving from one end of the city to the other. Sitting in traffic in Toronto, it's like an
Oh
hour, hour
yeah,
and
the
a half
traffic,
each.
like the amount of stress and anxiety that you get from traffic alone. Like people are always like, "Oh, I'll meet you at this." I'm like, "No, you're not meeting me at that time." It's like that's like rush hour that never ends in this city. It's
Yeah,
like
that's right.
oh, 3 o'clock. It's like, "No, it's going to be like 11 p.m." It's like even then there's still traffic. It's insanity.
So you're exactly right. So I eventually learned, I eventually listened, I mandated that, I would shut off at, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. I was meditating daily, better food. I was making sales now, so I was making good money. I was taking Sundays off. And I did try different products and projects and different businesses. And the first two failed, the third one succeeded. There was a bunch of side projects that worked, a bunch that didn't. And then I finally landed on two or three that did well, and I stuck with those, and those were great. And then I took the money and put the money into Bitcoin, and I put it into different assets and a little bit of real estate and some other investments, and some worked out, some didn't. But when you make the decision, everything changes. When I made the decision, it was a lot like jumping off a cliff to leave the 9 to 5. It felt like jumping into open territory. It felt like huge risk and jumping off a cliff. But when you decide and you know something and you're convicted, it's hard to turn that off
Yeah,
when you really make that decision.
and people they see it, they only see the positives. Like, oh, you're free, you could do whatever you want, you've got all this freedom, blah blah blah. You're like, but dude, I had to like deal with this stress that was literally killing me to get to this point. And then they
Exactly.
look at you from their cushy job or somewhat cushy job, and they don't have that same level of anxiety or stress,
Yeah.
and they never understand. They look at you at, like you're lazy, right? This is
Yeah.
the insanity of being an entrepreneur. They're like, just
Yeah.
because they see you have freedom, it means they think it's the freedom to do nothing, when in fact
Yeah.
you have no freedom, you have to keep working.
Exactly. It's like free in one sense, but a total responsibility and obligation in another sense. And people don't understand that you're fully dependent upon you, so you have to act, you have to strategize, you have to be consistent, you have to get up every day and go at it. And the good news is you learn skills that can make you indispensable. Skills get you paid, and the right skills can make you invincible.
Well, it's a good point with skills, because skills are transferable from one business to the next. So even if you learn sales, but that sales position you failed at it, maybe you were selling the wrong products, and because or
Right,
maybe you didn't have
exactly.
enough products to sell. Like I sell like coaching, I sell video topic requests, so I've got, I sell like merch and random things as well, but those things sell steadily because they're good products. They provide value. But whereas when I worked for a financial company, the products were limited. I couldn't sell the products as much because the products were not great. Like if I could tailor the products and make them better, I would have sold more of them, but I couldn't.
Yeah, it makes sense. You number one, you have to believe in what you're selling. You can't not believe in what you're doing and what you're selling. It's just part of sales requirement for success. Also, though, I think when you go into business for yourself, you have the freedom to choose. That's probably what people really enjoy and the other side really envies, is that you're free to create your own destiny. And you're free to do what you want, and you can literally follow your heart's desires or whatever your spirit tells you.
But the
That's what's
problem
most liberating.
with that is, like, sometimes you have to adapt to go to chase the bucks, right? So it's like you're doing what you want to do, but then a certain aspect of your business that you may not be 100% like loving, but that pays 80% of your bills, you have to go in that direction.
Yes. Yeah, sometimes you have to do the ugly work that you don't want to do until you figure out what you can do. And those, it's funny because there's this saying, everything I learned at the top, no, sorry, everything I knew at the top, I learned at the bottom. So you have to know what not to do in order to know what to do. One thing I struggled with for many years was what's called giving pearls to swine, right? In the Bible, it says, don't give pearls to swine. So that means speak to the right person, speak to the right audience, speak to the customers and the prospects that have the money that can afford your services, speak to the right person that will benefit from your services. Don't waste time with people that won't value and won't benefit and won't even enjoy what you have to offer. And don't waste your time. It took me years to learn that because I don't know. Maybe I was there's so many patterns and beliefs and behaviors from childhood and your teen years that go into your success in business. Are you a people pleaser? Will you just trust anybody willy-nilly? Will you do things without proper agreements and structures in place? You need all these things, and you can't be everything to everyone because then you'll be nothing to no one. That was the first lesson I learned in my first business that failed.
Okay. I mean, I've always found that if you build something of value, people will come, and you don't even have to sell yourself, because people will, like, you'll just get referrals.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, it's like a comedian with jokes. The laugh is the evidence of success for a comedian, and referrals and trust are probably the metric for business owners.
So what does
If you're not
that?
getting referrals, if you're not getting good reviews, then you need to change that. You need to change something first.
Yeah, it's like, what does that say about Amy Schumer when nobody laughs at her jokes?
Yeah, that means she's probably going to go out soon.
Yeah, pretty much. So,
Yeah, I hope that helps.
what
It's a
else?
grind.
Yeah, no, but that's the thing. Like, people don't, they don't understand that it's kind of endless. And then once you add employees, that's an even crazier thing. Like, that's that to me, that's always been a problem. Because I'm not the type of person that likes to like delegate like to other people because a lot of the time they never meet up to my standards. But what I think is going to be interesting is when we get AI and you can create virtual employees and you can like delegate tasks to the AI, and that's going to be really interesting because right now there's people talking about how in the future there's going to be multi-billion-dollar corporations that are run by just like one or two guys. And like armies of AIs.
Yeah,
They're going to be doing all the
that's interesting.
tasks. Yeah. So that's going to change. Like, so the manager, the leader who inspires people, who manages individuals, will no longer have the advantage. It'll be the autistic, like, savant who can barely hold a sentence together, but he can talk to all the machines that's going to be the captain of industry.
Wow. Yeah, that's really amazing because it's funny. We used to, unfortunately, make fun of people who were, when I was a kid, we didn't know about the differences or the sensitivities about people with disabilities. And I grew up in the 90s, and it was like we used the R word, we used the word retard, and we didn't know any better. We were stupid and ignorant. But these people that are now autistic and on the spectrum, yeah, they'll probably be running billion-dollar corporations because they've got that ability to focus into AI and delineate responsibility, and they don't typically have the social skills and work well with people. And now they won't need to. They won't need
Exactly.
to.
Exactly. And this is the thing that people don't understand. Like, the people that are going to succeed are the people that are on the spectrum that are obsessive compulsive over one thing. So people are always like, how can you obsess over the same thing for 10 years? It's like, because I have a superpower called the spectrum. And they can't focus their attention on any one thing long enough because they don't obsess over something. And it's this, and that obsession leads to perseverance, it leads to routine, and that routine leads to steady incremental progress in whatever you're doing.
That's right.
And
That's right. Yeah.
that so like again, if you have those traits, that's good for being an entrepreneur. But if you're the type of
Yeah.
person who likes to have a well-balanced like work life play balance, that's not going to work
Yeah.
because you kind of have to keep pushing yourself.
That's right. Three things that come to mind. One is Elon Musk was right when he said that starting a business and running a business is like chewing glass. It's like there's no reward. There's no reward for a long time. You're chewing glass and you have to keep going and it sucks and it's painful and it hurts and it's friggin' you want to stop. You want to stop it. Stop chewing glass. It doesn't make any sense. But the reward comes later. The reward comes much, 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 much later, depending on your industry and your skill set and where you're starting and your advantages and your relationships and all that stuff. But the second thing I'm reminded of is start now. Everybody should start now because there's no better time than now because the economy is changing and jobs are going away. Jobs are going away. They're going away. They're going away. They're changing. Yeah, new jobs will be created with AI. Blockchain developers and all that stuff, it's happening. But also jobs will go away. And we're seeing this pendulum swing the other day, whereas 200 years ago, everybody was self-employed and owned a farm. And you worked on a farm and you worked for yourself and that's it. And there were no jobs. Now it's the opposite where we've got all these jobs. Most people are employed, but those jobs are going away. And there's more than enough resources available to help people start a business. It's quicker and faster than ever before to start a business and start selling and making money on your own
Well, it's
in a
just
product or service.
I look on YouTube and like everybody's starting a YouTube channel. And it's like, well, where
Like I was doing that 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and now they're doing it all now. Like, and it's and the production quality of a lot of channels is through the roof. Like it's at, like
Right.
it looks better than television because people are just
Right.
not they're not kidding around anymore. Like they're using the best cameras, the lighting equipment, the sound is perfect. Like everything, every aspect of their production is like amazing. And so you're not only
Exactly.
competing against people who are talented, you're competing against production values.
Right. Yeah. And competition will never go away, but at least if you keep at something long enough, you will see results. You know, Alex Hormozi is the greatest in the game right now when it comes to like business, self-development, content, training on YouTube, whichever. And he talks about like this business is an infinite game. You know, like there are finite games and there are infinite games, and business is an infinite game because you can only have and you only have continual upside that could never go away. So billionaire, trillionaire, multimillionaire, it doesn't matter. You are competing against yourself, and it's an infinite game of getting better and better and better and better and better.
I think that's important to kind of like understand. Like a lot of people think, oh, I'm just gonna make this money, I'm gonna build this business, and then I'm just gonna coast, right? And that's something that I've always done. And it, like when I would do it, I would fail because it wasn't that I failed to su I succeed. Like there's a line from Batman where like Bane comes at Batman in like the third part of the Chris Nolan trilogy, and he basically says, "Victory has defeated you." But basically, like you've won, you're successful. So now you like lay back and you stop being hungry, you stop working as much, and
Yeah, you
then
get complacent.
yeah, and then like reality just like rolls you over like a steamroller because you weren't paying attention to the changes because you're like, oh, I could just like the tortoise and the hare, right? Like the hare just kind of like chills back and lets the tortoise pass it without even realizing it.
Exactly. Yeah, complacency will get you.
Yeah, so you have to innovate, you have to create new content. Like this is kind of what one of the reasons I'm working with you on these financial videos because people have been hungry for them and they don't take very long to produce, but they can produce benefits for both of us.
Yeah, exactly. And we're both working on our craft, and we're both playing that infinite game, which has unlimited upside, which is helping people. You know, there's more than enough people that need help, that are looking for, you know, a financial way out, that are looking to become financially independent, whether it's the FIRE movement or I really like Mr. Money Mustache. He's retired many, many, many times over, and he could continue to do it, but he's still helping people, still coming up with new ideas, still coming up with new projects because it's an infinite game.
Yeah, no worries. Anyway, any last things that you want to bring up in terms of how people can escape the 9 to 5?
Yeah, I think again, skills get you paid. You're not paid for your job. You're paid because you have a skill. And the more skills and the better your skills are, the more you get paid. And you can translate those skills into business, whether that's freelance or whether that's your own startup or your own company or a YouTube channel. It doesn't matter what it is. You need to be able to market those skills, though. That's the unique thing, is you need to be able to successfully market those skills so that they're appealing to the marketplace, because we're all playing in the marketplace, and you know it's perception that makes you valuable. You know, value is based on perception. What someone perceives something to have as value, that's what makes it valuable.
Gotcha. All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Well, that's it. If you want these videos 2 weeks before I release them here, then check out the Financially Indestructible channel in the description. It's right near the top. If you have any finance-related topics that you want us to cover, then please leave them in the description. Michael and I both do coaching, and you can reach us through the links below too. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.